I don't know much, but I've seen a few. And a few things have seen me too.
Sekou Sundiata, a pioneer of spoken word, died this week of heart failure. He was just 58 years old. The Harlem-born Sundiata used his art to document and pay tribute to Black American culture. He laced his lyrics with the sounds of experimental jazz and blues.
From Red Hook to Rikers Island to Comstock, from Eden Wall to Bedford Hills, from Harlem River to Dannemora, from round the way to Death Row, from whichever which away you know, all praises to the flow when it go like so.
Sundiata taught English literature at the New School University in New York. Among his many protégés were singer-songwriter Ani DeFranco. In 2000, her indie label Righteous Babe Records released his album, Long Story Short. The two performed together during her 2001 Rhythm and News tour. Sundiata was also an award-winning playwright. One of his most acclaimed pieces, Blessing the Boats, chronicled his personal experience with drugs, kidney failure, and the car accident that nearly killed him just weeks after his successful kidney transplant. Here he is talking with NPR's Terry Gross back in 2002.
I come out of a tradition of testifying and witnessing, and that the idea that in these testimonies that there is great value in these stories. And sometimes you can't really see what the value is, you know, at the time that you're doing it or telling it, but you sense that there's some great value in the stories.
Teacher, poet, and performance artist, Sekou Sundiata.